You are now listening to Feeding Off Each Other.
Welcome to like Feeding Off Each Other, the like weekly podcast where we like feed off the like talent, humor, like knowledge, and like awesome stories of our guests and like each other.
Mm-hmm. Tell you.
Another one.
I'm Matt Denson, joined as always by my brother, my hat brother, David Wiggins.
I just want it to be known that I had this hat before he had his. Okay, moving on.
But who put it on first this morning?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I slept in it, just to be sure.
You slept with it?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Never comes off. And to his left, joined, as always, Jason, my brother from another mother, Lucas.
In the building, baby!
Yes, that's true. It's fun. Did you read our guest intro today?
No.
Okay. Well, it's the verbiage is similar.
Okay. It's similar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. And with us today is a stand-up comedian from right here in Vancouver. Since entering the world of comedy, they have graced multiple stages locally and beyond, released their first album, All In My Head, which hit number one on iTunes, and received a nod from the late, great Norm Macdonald as someone to keep an eye on. This March, they are embarking on the Bisenia Comedy Tour across British Columbia, making them the third guest on this show heading on that tour. Chuthers from Other Mothers, please give a warm welcome to Sean McDonald.
Whee! What's up? I thought there was going to be a lot of likes in it.
Yeah, that was a great intro, though.
Was it?
That was a very, that's like better than my bios. That was wild. I'm going to rip that off.
You know what? I was feverishly looking for your bio, and I couldn't find it anywhere on the internet. So I was like, I guess I'm freeballing this.
This is like a point of shame with me, but for the most part, I get so grossed out writing my own bio, because like every comedian's bio you read, they've written themselves. So for the longest time, I'd be like, just someone else put it in for me. And it would always be like they would fuck up my name or they would do something wrong. And then I just couldn't complain about it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Jason was roasting you for not having a website.
Yeah, you got to have a website.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't? I need you too, because I was struggling to find the bio.
Oh, fair. Yeah. I'm off the grid, man.
Yeah.
That's what you want when you're a public entertainer.
Oh, yeah. I'm off the grid at these points. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Website always feels so weird because I feel like I'm not going to get a website until I like really need one. You know, like if I start going on like my own tour and stuff, then I'll do it. It's always weird to me when I meet a comedian that's like 3 years in and they're like, here's a card for my website. And I'm like, you don't have 20 minutes yet. I'm like, what's on your website? It just throws me off so much.
So when's like the website point in your career?
I feel like once you start embarking on your own independent tours is what I would claim.
Mm.
That's me. A lot of people would disagree with me. Like a lot of people would disagree. Like a lot of folks would say that I'm incorrect on that one.
Wrong.
Yeah, but I feel like you're pretty much right though. Like there is that whole thing of, we've seen it too with like other YouTube creators and stuff where you're like, they're like, here's my business card. And you're like, oh, cool. Like, what do you do? And they're like, I have 300 subscribers and I make news videos. And you're like, oh, this seems too early.
Yeah. This seems like you're getting ahead of yourself, you know? Yeah. There was this thing when I started stand up where it'd be comics who would maybe just start to do guest spots at clubs. Like they would have 5 minutes. And they would go up at clubs. They weren't hosting. They weren't middling. They weren't headlining. And then they would have t-shirts and merch they were trying to move. And I'm like, dude, no one's out there. Unless you have a sick shirt, no one's like, I want to buy the guy who did 4 minutes. Like the dude couldn't even make it to five. I want his shirt.
There's definitely at least two or three people listening right now with like a closet full of shirts that are like,
oh, fuck.
Fuck.
And business cards.
It's like having a business name and logo before you even know what your product is.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely accurate. Where it's like, are you a one-liner comedian? Yeah. Do you store it? Like, what's your whole vibe here? And they're like, I don't really know, man.
Isn't that the premise of in Step Brothers, their business is like entertainment 720 or something like that? Entertainment worldwide.
Yeah, and then they just
sound insane.
Nice. Damn, you are so fast on this. This is crazy.
This is episode 83, so I've had some practice.
Yeah, that's insane. You were on that so quick.
It's my only job on this whole show.
Sean, when you walked in, I thought you had dandruff on your hair, but it's snow.
Yeah.
What?
Snowing out there.
Oh, yeah. God, we're never getting home.
March weather.
I know. I started driving over here and a dude cut me off and I like spun out into a curb.
What?
Dude, it was fucking insane. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Boundary Road at all.
Mm-hmm.
Boundary Road, like in Vancouver and Burnaby. And it was like the two lanes going down this way. I'm going to do a poor job explaining it. I don't really know. Two lanes going this way. The four wheel thing's going real fast. And this lane was kind of like gridlock traffic. and the left lane was open. So I was going down the left lane, and then a dude, it's all one way. There's like an island separating. And then there was an opening within this island, and this dude just cut out in front of me to try and take the left. And I just slammed on my brakes as he was coming out, and I swerved, and he kept going weirdly. And then I got out and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I was out of my car, like, what the fuck are you doing? Because he fully cut me off. And then I go up, I'm not going to do the accent. No, it's not that. Fine, fuck it. I'll do the accent. I went up to him and I was like, the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I can't wait to find out which one.
No, I cut him off and he was just like, oh, you're going fast then, bruv. And I was like, dude,
that was not the accent.
But I was like, immediately, I was like, the fuck, man? Like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, oh, you're going too fast. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And he's like, oh, you're right then. Like, he curved immediately. I was like, dude, give me your information. Like, I just ran into this curve, I mounted it and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, sorry. And like, he was so fast to turn around and be like, it was your fault. And I was like, no. And he's like,
yeah. Oh, geez, you got any damage to your car?
Not that I can see right now. I was driving and maybe I was just in my head, but it felt like I was starting to pull a little bit.
Oh, the alignment.
Yeah, I felt like that, but I could just be fucking with myself. I was kind of looking for reasons.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I came over here with just my heartbeat just going.
Yeah. You need a Red Bull to calm that thing down?
I would love a Red Bull, actually.
Oh, let's do it.
We got Red Bulls.
Dude, you get a Red Bull inside me, I'm just going to be shaking on this thing.
Perfect. That's
right
the energy we need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. Holy dude, you guys got everything. This place is wild.
Yeah, water, sugar-free Red Bull.
That's all a man needs.
We got different colored tapes.
Yep.
Zap straps, cable ties.
No, this is sick, you guys. I know none of the viewers can see this. I don't know why I'm being...
No, they can. We got cameras.
Oh, they can't see
it. But I mean, like, back here.
Yeah, yeah, no, we don't want
them
to see
that.
This
is fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, we've got, like, an animal sanctuary. Yeah.
You got a home theater out here.
Yeah.
Full bar with bartender.
Just Red Bull, though.
You guys changed it up the set behind me. I walked in. Everything's like,
what do you mean, you guys?
Okay, just Dave?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
What happened? There's clown shoes on the wall now.
Yeah.
That was the choice?
Yeah, it's great color. We talked about it yesterday, and so I started doing it, assuming you would be here more than 5 minutes before we recorded, and that didn't happen, so I was like, oh, we'll talk about it when he gets here, and there was no time.
You just started, destroyed it, and hoped I would be able to polish it off. Well, you took off the money, the dollar bills, you took off the helmet.
It was very cluttered. We had, you know, and we have new camera angles, and so thank I wanted God. To take the stuff off of the blocks, because I just was trying to pare down a little.
Thank God. We got the new cameras though, because we no longer each look like we're 100 years old. We used to shoot off these little security cameras. And
we're done. Fair. That's very fair.
The security cameras add 30 years for sure.
I was mildly suicidal every time I saw an episode.
So welcome to the golden ages.
That's like the best review we could hope for.
I do get that though. I get that of like whenever I watch a film back or something. I'm like, oh shit, my face looks like that.
It's haunting.
Because you only see yourself when you're staring in the mirror and then you're putting on your best face.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm not doing that, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, I can't believe someone slept with me.
Well, also you see yourself at different angles on a camera. Like when you're in the mirror, you're straight on. You don't get the profile and...
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
You also perform in like dimly lit areas all the time.
Oh yeah. So dude, I went and met up with a bunch of my comedian friends on Saturday for brunch. And it was weird seeing, these are people that I'm friends with, but not super friendly. Like it's not like Ola or Ryan where I'm hanging out with them constantly. Shout out previous guests, I believe.
Friends of the pod, yes.
Friends of the pod.
They are friends.
But these were like kind of newer people and I saw them in the light of day and I was like, holy fuck, you guys. Man, you guys all went from like eights to sixes. This is crazy.
Really? And would you like to name them?
No, I'm good. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you've been doing stand-up for a while. Like I said, it was very hard to find information on you and your life online, but can you tell us a bit more about your journey to this point?
Yeah, I started when I was 18 at Kino Cafe, which no longer is around. I don't know if maybe Ryan brought that up. I'm not really sure. But
no.
Kino Cafe, it was this place that used to be run by a former comedian. So the comedian that owned it, I might be misspeaking here. I believe for a period he was Chris Rock's opener, or he opened for Chris Rock for a little bit. And then he bounced out a stand-up after that. He like wrote a successful or not successful show. I think he wrote a pilot and it got stolen. I'm just fucking up his whole life. It's Steve Allen. Great guy. If you get the chance, give him a Google.
Steve what?
Steve Allen.
Gotcha.
Fantastic dude. He was incredible and he put on shows at the Kino and that was the only place that I could perform because I was 18. Everywhere right. else was like you had to be 19. So I did a few shows there and yeah, just I wouldn't say I really started until I was 19 because it was just like a couple shows I did at 18 and just terrible. Like just awful sets. I still have a lot of them on my phone.
Like filmed?
No, audio recording. Oh, audio. And okay. I remember just, this was probably 2 years ago, I went back and listened to them and I was like, holy shit. Like, I can't believe I was excited about that. That was trash.
Were you getting laughs?
Not like, I wouldn't call them laughs. I wouldn't call them laughs now. Like, I would not call them laughs okay. now. I would, at the time, I was like, someone kind of went like, to that one. You know, someone
breathing heavily
nose.
Out from the nostrils.
Yes. Yeah.
You can pick like that up on the mics.
A lot of that shit just...
A lot of like sort of you're at a comedy show, so the anticipation is laughter will happen. So people are like,
Yeah. It was just people being like, it was no big laughs or anything like that. So it was just, it was rough sets. And then I just kept going from there and there. And
well, that's priceless to have those recordings though, because you got to appreciate the progress, right? You can look back.
Yeah,
you're going to hold on to them, I assume, right?
I would like to. It's crazy.
We actually brought them with us. Play those back
for some weird reason, you were able to find those recordings. Yeah. Couldn't find any of your information, so I got into your Apple ID account. Yeah.
Did some hacking.
Got some of your nudes.
Yeah.
I'm sending out here.
The fappening.
Yeah.
The fappening.
The fappening of Vancouver stand-up comedy. Just everyone vomiting at once.
That's what people need, a niche fappening to happen right now.
That would be kind of funny. Mm-hmm. If you guys could choose one... All right, never mind.
Go on. Do it.
I was going to be like, if like one subsect of culture could leak all their nudes, who would you choose? This is not a good question to ask. And either way, we're all going to look like bad people coming
a
out.
A subset of culture?
Yeah, so you know how it was like a bunch of actresses back in, when was that, 2016?
Yeah, I believe it was a Wednesday.
Wednesday, June 23rd, I believe.
Yeah, so instead of actresses or actors, like who would it be?
I don't know. You guys? You guys go first?
American politicians.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
They hold a lot of power with those.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Yeah, you could take over the world with that.
Just like Mitch McConnell just hanging dong.
Damn. What if Mitch McConnell has a huge dick?
Oh, you know he does.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks like a turtle and they got notoriously big dongs.
Notorious.
I don't know.
I picture Mitch McConnell as just being... I picture him as having like a raisin penis, you know?
Have you watched the show The Curse?
I've watched the first two episodes. I've not
Did you get to the cherry tomato portion?
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, you can give me a spoiler. I don't mind.
Basically, Nathan Fielder, spoiler alert for The Curse, has a micro penis in the show.
Oh.
And his like father-in-law also has a micro penis. And his father-in-law is making cherry, like he's growing cherry tomatoes. He's got this hothouse and he's using the cherry tomatoes as a metaphor for their penises. So anyways, Mitch McConnell's got a cherry tomato.
Gotcha. I got my subsect. Nudists.
Fuck.
Nudists?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
people who are already naked?
Yeah, it's weak.
No, it's great.
I feel like a nudist nudes being leaked, they would just all have clothing on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh shit, that's what you look like with clothing on. That's fucked up.
It's like if you cast a movie and you need people having sex naked, you often just cast porn stars because they're so comfortable.
That is true. Right?
Insider.
Yeah, I know that secret. Because
insider.
What's the insider. Movie? With William Dafoe, where they're like, we have to get
Antichrist.
Porn. Yes, where they were like, I like how you know this too.
Dave's the smartest guy on this podcast.
I know a lot of movie stuff.
Yeah, we have to get a stand-in for him naked because his dick is just way too big.
Yeah.
Was that a thing?
Apparently.
That's fucking sick.
Damn. Yeah, what if that's just a rumor he paid the press to start?
That's worth the money.
I know, right? What a good rumor. Actually, I don't know if that is a good rumor.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like because then if you hook up with someone and then they pull your pants down, they're like, what the fuck?
That's what Pete Davidson said.
Oh, really?
He was mad about the whole big dick energy because now he can't live up to it. He said,
oh, that would do it.
Yeah.
I was one time with a girl.
Props.
Hell yeah.
Quit bragging.
One of twice. And she said, it's bigger than I expected, which hurt because it's not big. Which hurt so much. So I was like, she must just thought that I had like micro penis energy and was like, oh, 5 inches. Okay.
Like, it's still better to hear than... You don't want disappointment no matter what, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Couldn't imagine that, eh?
Howdy doody, Chother Nation. You love the show, you love the pod, you love the boys. Well, why don't you support us by purchasing some of our merch on mahalomydude.com.
That's right, Matthew. We've got the finest selection of t-shirts, stickers, and hats you've ever seen. Plus, we even have Feeding Off Each Other sticker packs so that you can proudly show off your love for the show on a mug, laptop, your dog, your mom, whatever.
And as a special gift to you, our beloved Chothers, we're offering 10% off your next order with the code FEEDING. That's right, head to mahalomydude.com and use code FEEDING for 10% off your next order.
And now,
back to the pod.
Here's my subset. I'm going to say rappers from the six.
Drake!
Yeah. How could you do that so fast?
That was on it, man. That's crazy. You're like human AI. This is you insane. Got human
Neuralink? JI over here.
I got all of them.
You're really into Drake, huh?
But yet when we play this or that, every episode, the volume's always messed up.
We'll
we're
see.
So quick.
We'll see. We tried. We did some troubleshooting.
We did. We did some prep.
Yeah. So rappers from the six. Okay, you got Drake, Tory Lanez.
Tory
Lanez.
He's really not problematic at all. So that's good.
Let's see, geez, I can't. There's a million of them, but I can't a name million. Any.
Tory Lanez probably has a tomato penis.
Really? You think so?
Carefully, might shoot you.
I know, right? You're only you're gonna shoot a woman's foot if you have a tomato penis.
Is that what he
tomato.
Shot?
Tomato. Yeah, he shot Meg Thee Stallion's foot.
I think he shot her foot. I don't really know.
Allegedly. It's still actually not been...
He did, didn't he? Isn't that like the whole thing?
I don't know. I think it's still up in... Legally, it's up in the air. But okay. I think it did. I don't know.
But didn't he get prosecuted?
I think it's still ongoing, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if it's been fully...
I thought he got sentenced.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, if only we had the computer to look this up. Okay, you guys vamp.
We haven't seen the Kino either. I was curious. Wait, is Kino a building or
no? It
just
was.
A show?
It was crazy. It did comedy and then it also did. I forget the flamenco dancing.
Oh,
those were the two things.
And where?
It was on Canby and 20th, I think, or around 20th. Okay. That area. It's no longer around. Unfortunately, COVID took it out. But yeah, it was sick. It was really fun to do there. Everyone who kind of started there and did shit there was awesome. So it was a fun crew to be around, but.
So what was that room like? Was it an old building?
Yeah, it was, it was like, oh, is this
Tory Lanez?
Everything we know?
Oh, he is serving 10 years in prison.
God damn, he's in prison right now?
I shouldn't have argued with Dave.
10 years in prison with no bond for 20. Damn!
So you can't see any of the James Bond movies if you're?
Those nudes are rare too. You gotta get him out of prison.
It's the worst part.
Holy shit. Do you like James Bond a lot?
He's okay.
Oh, it's just, I feel you. I've never felt any type of way about James Bond movies.
I'm not a big action movie guy.
I'm kind of with you on that one. Are you excited about Dune, though?
Yeah, because it's getting such good reviews.
I loved the first one. I don't think the second can live up to the hype that I've seen people on TikTok talk about it.
I don't know. Being on TikTok, that's your first problem.
Are you guys not on TikTok?
We are on TikTok. What are you talking about?
I don't.
What are you TikToking about?
I don't use the app. It makes me feel too old.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like,
okay, boomer.
Yeah. You get sucked in.
You do. That'll take away your whole morning.
I have it on the phone. I try not to go on it though.
It's a dangerous one, man. That sucks you in.
Yeah, I'll just stay addicted to Instagram. Just one.
I think Instagram's good. Does anyone in Canada still use Twitter?
X.
My bad. Sorry, I dead named Twitter. Sorry, X.
No, I don't know. Dave, I feel like you were a guy.
Use Twitter. I don't like tweet, but I follow hockey really closely and I gotta stay up on my trades and my sign-ins and my morning skate lines.
Yeah, that one feels a little different. It's always weird because I feel like Twitter in America is still kind of a thing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is so bizarre to me because I used to date an American girl and I remember she would be like, well, I saw this on Twitter. I was like, who the fuck is going on Twitter since 2012? Like, no one uses Twitter anymore. Then evidently, I guess I'm wrong.
Well, this is a good segue because you actually had an important tweet about you.
I know. I feel like I'm Twitter talking was... so much shit about it. But then...
And can you explain that story just a little bit more?
Yeah, that was actually, I think, insider scoop. I think this is the only time I've ever actually explained this on a podcast. To set things up, too, I don't want to make it like over-dramatized, but I'm going to.
Perfect.
I was at a point in stand-up where I was not getting booked at any local shows. There'd be maybe like one or two venues would occasionally give me a spot, but I was only doing open mics. And only doing open mics, and then occasionally Yucks would put me on an amateur showcase. And that's what that was. That was an amateur, the filming that I got, this recording I got of this set that I had that was a lot of fun at this Yuck Yucks showcase kind of competition thing. And at that point, I remember being just like really disheartened because all my friends were getting on shows and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not getting anything at this point. Sorry, Red Bull. yeah, I was really disheartened with it. And then I was like, fuck it, I'll just put this set online. Why not? And I put it on Reddit and then I put it on YouTube. And then I went and did, I had two open mics that night, and then I went home. And at that point too, I had just moved back in with my mom, so I was like 21, I think. And,
power move.
Oof, rough moment. But I had just moved back in with my mom, and I was looking for a new place to live. And then my friend Gavin Banning texted me, being like, "Holy shit, dude! Congratulations!" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "The Norm thing." Now I don't use Twitter, so none of my notifications were on. I didn't really give a shit about it. And then someone else texted me and I was like, the fuck? And then I went on Twitter and I saw I had all these notifications and I went to Norm's thing and he had taken my set and then pinned it on his Twitter. So he had like retweeted it, said a very nice quote and then shared it there. And I was like, what the fuck? And I ran in and I was like, mom, wake up, mom. And then she like woke up. It's probably 11:30 at night. And I was like, Norm McDonald retweeted my set. And she's like, who is that? Like, she had no idea who the fuck it was. Yeah, and then after that, everything kind of, not, I won't be like, oh, it all started coming. But, you know, I started getting up on shows. I started actually doing stuff I wanted to do. So he really fucking helped me out there. He was the man.
How did he find it?
Never would tell me.
Oh, really?
I'm dead serious.
So you talked to him?
I would talk to him, and he would refuse to tell me. We never talked on the phone. We never talked in person or anything like that. But we would message back and forth, which I was very nervous about because I've seen this in entertainment industry is when someone gets given a hand instead of kind of getting pulled up, you guys have probably seen this too. They'll just try dragging their way up. And it's very gross to watch someone like just desperately try and climb or claw onto a ladder that hasn't been set up for them. So I kind of tried to just keep arm's length and be like, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to overreach. I don't want to overstep. So he actually messaged me first, being like, oh, I remember what it was like to start comedy. I remember when I was young, working Yuck Yucks. And I was like, thank you so much for everything that you did and for reposting this. And he's like, okay, yeah, you know, feel free. We can keep talking. This doesn't have to be a be, because I was like, I don't want to bother you. I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, you can message me. It's fine. So we would talk like that. And he was very, very friendly. He was really cool. And he never would tell me where he got it. Anytime I was like, where did you find it? He'd be like, how does a man read a letter that he can? And I'd be like, wait, what the fuck does that mean? It would always be a red. Like, if I asked him where he found it, which I think I did twice, he would always respond in like a riddle almost, where he'd be like, well, where anyone finds anything, Sean, I looked for it. And I'm like, what? Like, that makes no sense, man. But yeah, no, he was the man. He was really cool.
We must have a hunch of where it came from. Like, was it posted in any place?
I think it was Reddit.
Reddit.
Okay. I feel like it was Reddit. I feel like that's where it got the most traction. It doesn't really make sense for YouTube, because I think I posted on YouTube. It got like 100, maybe 200 views. And that was from all people I know. And all the thumbs down minus two happened in that period as well. Really hurt because he put it out to the masses on YouTube and people were like, good job. And then people I know, people I worked with, people that I would call my friends were just like, no.
Oh,
hitting me with that. So it was really weird to see it do that and have like the thumbs down. And I'd be like, what the fuck, man?
So how does that tweet actually translate into being booked on shows? What changes?
I think what it was, and this does sound egotistical, and I can acknowledge that. I think what it was a lot of older guys that don't do stand-up anymore, who have since quit. Good riddance. I don't really give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all in the kind of realm of, oh, this kid's too young. This kid shouldn't be doing these things yet. He doesn't have any opportunity. And then it was a weird switch where there was a few comics that were like, no, you should book him. You should do this. And then it's like what a lot of people think is the greatest, what I personally think is the greatest comedian of all time, being like him, or like, give him a shot. And then I started getting put more on shows because they were like, oh, you don't think he's funny? Well, Norm Macdonald retweeted him. Like, he did that. And that helps in some advantages. And then I also think it led some people to fucking hate me, if I'm going to be totally candid with you. There were some people I could feel the heat off of them when I would talk to them or ruminate, or I could kind of tell they were like, oh, I deserve that. And if I'm going to be honest, maybe they did. Because I had been doing it for probably a bit more than 3 years at that point. So I could understand why someone who's been at it for like 15 would be like, are you fucking kidding me? That's not fair. Yeah.
Yeah. None of those things are fair though. It's just, you just ended up in his sight line that day and you liked it, right?
It was 100% luck.
Yeah. Luck and what is it? Luck and opportunity, or those things coalescing for success. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No. I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've heard.
You guys ever read Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell?
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
10,000 hours.
I have not found success yet. So I do not have a website yet. So I'm not quite there.
Hey, one day. You've got a few tours now and you're going on this BC one.
Yeah, that one's going to be sick. I've done a couple. That BC one's going to be insane because that's three of my best friends and then myself. So we will see how that goes.
What's the dynamic like with you guys, you know, during the show, post show? Like, how does that work?
What do you mean, sir? Like,
how, when you have all your friends there on tour together, how are you guys living together? Are you guys driving together?
Dude, we're driving together. We're all staying in the same Airbnbs or hotels. It's so much fucking fun.
No one gets tired of each other?
Dude, I mean, they're going to get sick of me. I was going to say. I'm like the one who's like, this is awesome. And then all of them are like, holy fucking shit.
Is it because every day you're like, this reminds me of a story Norm told me?
No. It's a thing of like, I don't know. I don't get tired by it, but that's because I feel like I've lived with so many people constantly that I'm kind of used to it. I can understand why, say, Ryan or Darcy, which has yet to happen, but I could see why they would get tired of it, because they're like, I'm a 32-year-old man. I don't want to be fucking hanging out with Sean every single day. And Ola's married, so I can understand why he wants to come, you know? That one makes sense, where he's like, I can get the fuck away from my wife for a moment, who I adore, whose wife I absolutely adore. She's fucking incredible. Chelsea is awesome. She was the coolest person. She was a DJ. She ruled. This is just me trying to
work. Yeah,
making a mean joke.
Edit all that out.
Yeah, you can keep it.
We'll double it.
No, edit the compliments out.
Dude, my heart is going.
Nice.
Holy perfect. Shit.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to make an ICBC claim, or are you going to go to the Chrysler dealership?
I think I'm just going to become really racist. I don't know.
That usually solves
I'm kidding, guys.
You're going to be ICB seeing them soon.
Give them the butt umch. Give them the butt umch. MP3.
It wasn't worth it.
Sorry.
I don't know. I'm going to see if my car's running okay on the way back. I think it's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
Alignment, though, that's a serious issue. You guys ever go down the road and see how long you can let go of the steering wheel for before you're going to crash and burn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have.
What's your record?
Ooh, I used to drive a Honda Civic, and that my hand would have to be on the steering wheel the entire time.
Oh, really?
Honda Civic, my hand would be on the steering. If I took it off for a second, it would just start. Like, you could make a right hand turn by just taking your hand off the steering wheel.
Oh, so it's like early stage self-driving car.
Oh, yeah.
Prototype.
Yeah, that car was fucked.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, what about you guys?
I feel like mine drives pretty straight. I don't know.
The euphemism for some? No.
Dave, you got good alignment in your vehicle?
I don't know. I don't feel like this is good podcasting.
This is riveting, man. I love to turn this tuck.
Oh, hell no.
My car's fine. I don't know.
What kind of cars do you think we drive?
Oh, dude. I think you guys all drive new Toyota Camrys. or Jeep or pickup trucks. That's my closer. Two ones would be Jeep or pickup trucks. Seeing that many, I shouldn't have pointed it out. Seeing that a lot of bikes in here. So I was like, I'm getting Jeeps or pickup trucks are my two.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. We're all Jeep owners.
No, are you really?
No, we're not.
Okay, I was going to be like, I didn't know you guys were all fucking gay.
You sure about that? Jeep owners, they're the only ones who wave to each other, so they could be.
They do. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Jeepers.
So...
Jeepers.
They just say, hi, Barbie.
Is that... is that what happens when you get hit by a Jeep? You go, Jeepers.
Yeah. But if you hit another Jeep, they just serve, they're okay with it.
They wave.
Yeah. This is the first accident you've been in? This must be a mild one.
This is the first one I've ever been in. That's why I was
really?
I've been rear-ended once, but it was like no damage actually. This is the first one where people talk about that shit where they're like, it goes in slow-mo. Where I was really? Just like, oh shit! And just started, yeah, that one scared the fuck out of me. And how chill he was is what fucked with me too. Because if I almost ran someone off the road, I feel like I'd be like, oh my god! But he was just like, hey, you were speeding. I'm like, no, I wasn't. Yeah, my bad.
No. So no airbags. You guys ever had the airbag deployed on you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know about happened? You, Dave. I don't know your story.
Oh, I was in the back of a taxi. You not heard this
oh,
story?
Oh, really?
Yo, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I wasn't listening.
That's crazy. What?
They had rear airbags?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know cars had that.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
So it was a friend of mine's birthday, and I had them all over to my place before we went out to Parallel 49 Brewery.
Oh, hell yeah.
For beers. And my uncle was over helping install a light. This is all relevant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so they all left before me because one of my friends was driving and I was like, oh, I'll cab and I'll meet you there. So I get in the cab and as I am, I'm just like on my phone. And then all of a sudden I'm literally like a block away from Parallel 49. All of a sudden I'm spinning.
Damn.
So what happened was the other driver was going straight through the intersection, but he was going fast.
Yep.
Which you shouldn't do, man. He was going fast. And then my cab driver ran into the front of his car as he was turning, like we were turning left. And then we did like almost a 360. We did like a 720, sick. And then the other driver, which was a BMW, went into a pole.
Damn.
And the airbags went off. In the back of the cab.
Yeah.
And it smells like insane. Like it's an insane burning smell.
It's like gunpowder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of when you get your teeth drilled and there's kind of, you can smell your teeth being drilled.
That's going to happen to me on Thursday.
And then I got the full like ringing ear. Like what it basically felt like was I was in a car and then like a transformer came and punched the car.
Damn.
Just because like the velocity was so intense.
That's off to this primed.
Yeah,
you just described a car crash as a six-year-old boy.
And Dan Archimedes
like I did it while holding two cars in my hands.
That's fucking crazy. I assume that's a free cab ride, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I think good. So. Yeah.
How were you? Were you able to go and out and get drinks? Or was it
I
like...
I did. I was definitely concussed.
And you still drank.
Needed fewer shots to get there, though.
Yeah. And, well, I like stood around the crime scene for... Accident scene for about 45 minutes.
What crime
minutes.
Was committed?
I don't know. Shitty driving.
He's drawing chalk outlines everywhere.
Yeah,
on himself.
Yeah.
And paramedics came, firemen came, and I'm just kind of standing waiting for like a cop to come and ask me questions, and no one ever came, and I just ended up leaving, walking the rest of the. It, again, it was like a block away.
Damn.
It was the final turn.
What about the BMW driver? What happened to him?
Probably died.
Dead.
What birthday was this? Like, how old were you turning?
It wasn't my birthday. It was a friend's.
Oh, how old was he?
And you were hosting the friend's birthday at your house.
He was turning like 31 or something.
Okay, that's a good birthday right there. That's a memorable one.
Well, he wasn't in the. It was his birthday.
Yeah, it was just you.
It was just me. And then everyone else was just. I showed up and everyone's just having a time. And I'm like, you don't know what I've been through. PTSD. Kind of. Yeah, I was really scared to drive in the back of a cab for a while.
I don't know.
I'd be kind of nervous the whole time.
Do you guys get that thing where if you're riding shotgun or if you're in the back seat and you're, I don't know, this used to happen to me a lot if I was riding shotgun, but for some reason, if I was drunk, I would just assume the person beside me was on the same wavelength.
Mm.
So I'd always be like, I can't believe he's driving as well. This is fucking insane. Like, I would always be in there like, dude, this guy's killing it. Holy shit. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Do you guys that happen?
I don't think so. I think I'd be relaxed knowing that, I have a DD maybe.
I've had that sensation where you're kind of, because when I'm driving as a passenger, I'm kind of focusing on the road as though I'm driving a little bit. And so I get that a little,
Yeah.
Are we talking like cab drivers or friends?
Mostly friends.
Okay, yeah, I can see it then. With the cab driver.
Yeah, there's something about a cab driver where I'm like, if I saw them like sip from a flask, I'd be like, I'll be fine.
You know,
I'm like, they do this all the time. Like,
we had the craziest taxi driver one time coming from Richmond to downtown. And it was a guy in like a van. He kind of gave me like meth head energy right off the bat. It was just like kind of shifty. It was a kind of a crummy van. And this guy was nonstop adjusting the temperature. Like every second, and then he'd go and scratch his neck, and then he'd lean over, and just little adjustments to the point where I even wondered if he was doing anything at all. And we get to a left turn, and we're behind someone who's trying to make a left turn. They're yielding to oncoming traffic, and this guy is so impatient, he almost makes the left turn from behind the guy in front.
Damn.
And we're just holding on, ready, getting ready for it, but he doesn't. He turns back in. He doesn't commit. That dude was off his rocker. Was the worst. That was the second worst taxi experience. Go ahead.
Did he have long white hair?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, there was a legendary North Vancouver taxi driver that my friends and I would get all the time, and he had a van, and he kind of looked like Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Like, just some crazy.
I love the hair.
Crazy long white hair, and he'd be like, get in. Called him the Wizard. Because he had long white hair, like a wizard.
That was not my worst, though. The worst was, maybe you recall, when I was in Vegas, and the African female taxi driver went onto the wrong side of the highway on the wrong exit. She started freaking out and she froze up. She didn't know what to do. And
oh shit.
Well, that's what they do in Africa.
They go on the left side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the first day on the job or something. I don't think they even have roads. I don't know.
It's called safari rules.
Well, now that we've all been canceled.
Sean, you never gave us your sex of culture. What? Subsection?
Oh, dude, 100%. It would be African taxi drivers.
Those valuable nudes.
Some of the just cab drivers or Uber drivers in general. This happened, I think, about a year ago. I was going to this comedian, Amy Walsh's party. And he was like, where are you going, dude? And I got inside and he was this guy probably around my age. And he was driving an Uber. He was driving like a Tesla of some sort. And I used to work for Tesla. So I was like, oh, dude, you have like the Model Y this. And he's like, yeah, man. And then we started driving. And I think he just got overly friendly. So he's like, oh, where are you going, dude? Where are you off to? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to my friend's party. It's like her birthday. Yeah, nice. What, are you guys going downtown afterwards? Like, what are you? And I'm like, is he trying to fucking hang out with us? Like, what's happening here? And then it got really weird where I was like, I think we're just going to chill there. We might go downtown. And he's like, dude, if you go downtown, man, you got to go to like celebrities or this place. That's where all like the hottest bitches are there. And I was like, Jesus, relax, man. Like, he just started going in being like, you want to find some fucking pussy? You want to find some bitches and not these whores that are like that. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, he was just going in on a level where I was like, dude, relax. Holy fuck. And then he started going off on like, it felt very like Andrew Tate-y kind of. And I was just in the back laughing, just being like, what the fuck? And then he got out and he's like, all right, man. You know, dude, if you order an Uber later on, like, there's a chance it'll be me. So like, I'll talk to you later, man. And I was just like, cool, dude. All right. And I shut the door. I was just like, and this is how I realized how much of a people pleaser I was. I was just like, okay, shut the door. 5 stars. Just kept going.
50%.
Like the worst Uber experience I've ever had. I was just like, there, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this the other day. Giving the 1 star, giving a bad review, it's kind of hard. Take some courage, you know,
dude,
you
1 star Uber. It. That would be gnarly.
You got to earn that.
I've done it.
You've done it.
Really? You're ruthless. I could see you doing this.
The guy almost went against traffic twice and did like 3 sketchy left turns. And it was late at night and there was no one on the road. And I felt in peril.
Damn.
I don't know if I went 1. I might have gone like 2.
See, the 1 star?
I was like, but dude, I was just like, should not be on the road. Like,
2 stars.
He just seemed like he had no idea what he was doing. Like, have you seen that I Think You Should Leave sketch where he doesn't know how to drive a car? Yeah, it's basically that. It's like, hot. Not everyone knows how to do everything. That was basically that.
Yeah, some of them were wild with him. I had one downtown and she was a good driver, but she knew what she was doing too. She would pull up to a red light, look both ways, and then just drive right through. This is probably 3 in the morning downtown, but I was still like, that's fucking bold. Okay. Yeah.
See, that's when you have to be wasted. So then you're just kind of like oblivious to the situation. You're just kind of along for the ride. That's what I love.
I can tell you guys love mountain biking and shit because you're like, you get in a car with a drunk driver, it's going to be fun. We're going, taking this puppy off.
No, road. No. Not they can't be drunk. You have to be drunk.
Oh, have you guys so ever mountain biked drunk?
Drunk? No.
That feels like that's how you die. That's.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know. What's drunk? Is it, let's get the breath. What's mountain biking?
Have you ever been to like Whistler and had two drinks and then gone?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing at Whistler. It's a culture. You like,
is
you
it
hit,
really?
Well, you hit the Longhorn or something, maybe, for lunch, you get a beer, maybe two, depending how good of a day it is. Someone's birthday. I don't know.
I strictly don't do that.
Yeah. I honestly can't remember the last time I've done that, but I've probably done it once or twice in my day.
That's fucking wild, man.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, it's kind of at Whistler, it's a carryover from skiing where it is definitely the culture to just get blasted, absolutely. Right? There's like bars all over the mountain to specifically get drunk at and then somehow ski down the mountain. But with mountain biking, like, even a little fall is so painful.
Yeah. You fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You just ruin yourself. And, but the places that you can get drunk at are still there and they're still popping off. So, it is this weird kind of like two cultures.
Yeah.
Fighting. Plus, there's so many other people there. You got to be respectful of not messing someone else up.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think we have.
Not at Whistler. Like, I've definitely ridden a bike like around town. Like,
oh, that's a blast, though.
It is, and it's never gone bad yet. So.
Have you done electric scooters? Drunk on an electric scooter?
I did that last year, and it was the best.
North Van, especially Lime Bike.
Oh, I haven't done the North.
You haven't
done
the Lime Bikes?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We've hit them once or twice. Good Lime drunk bikes transportation.
Oh
for sure.
My god, that's a blast! It's only in North Van, so I think you can only do like that brewery area. But holy shit, that is a time. Yeah.
They're electric.
I saw two
too,
of them
right?
in the river. Someone just chucked them off a bridge into the river.
Why?
I don't know.
There's just no point to that.
I think the batteries last longer.
My favorite
colder.
Thing about that is they give you a 10% discount if you wear a helmet. So they're like, oh, take a photo of you wearing a helmet. So all you have to do is just go like this. You just put your hand over your forehead and they'll be like, oh yeah, you have one on. And they'll just give you a discount and just keep it going.
That's genius. Yeah, you put your underpants on your head or something.
Yeah, go to, what's that German place in North Van?
Jägerhof.
That food's great.
It's so
that
good.
That food's really fucking good.
It's really good.
North Van has some great food, actually.
It's like low key too, where like that place is like hole in the wall, surrounded by big tall buildings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, shout out Jägerhof. I've always had a good meal.
The owner will sometimes sing.
Yes,
I was there.
That did happen
about a year or two ago, and he was singing. And he would sing and you'd be like, this is cool. And then he'd say like anti-vax stuff. Ooh. And you'd be like, oh, all right. And then you just go right back to playing. You're like, damn, all right. This is, yeah. It kind of felt like when you're having dinner with your grandparents or something and they say something crazy and you're like, we're just going to skate past that. That's fuck. All right. Yeah.
But great schnitzel.
But great schnitzel. Yeah. It was good food.
Oh man. So good.
We have a question here. I'm curious about this one. A heckler wanted to kill you. Is this based off a true story?
Oh yeah, dude. I don't know if you guys watched any of my stand up, but sometimes people get so fucking angry when they see it. And I think that's fair. Like, I've never been one of those guys who's like, I can say whatever I want. If you have a problem with it, get fucked, libtard. Like, that's never been my vibe. I'm like, if you're upset by a joke, that's totally fair. Like, I said it, you have every right to react to it however you want. But this one was weird because this guy was just drunk. So he was hammered drunk. And you've been talking to the whole show.
My
such
taxi
a long
driver.
Show. Yeah. He hopped out. He's like, I got a shift after this. So it was like this group of six guys and then this one really fucking old dude that just kept interrupting and being such a prick, just ruining the entire night. And then I got on stage and I was like, dude, will you shut the fuck up? And I said that. And that's kind of where the video starts.
Oh,
I'm like, will you shut the fuck up? And he's like, hey, you don't want to die here tonight. And I was like, what? And then that's the rest of the video is him being like, you don't want to die here tonight. And he's probably was in his late 60s, early 70s, maybe like 5'5", and just piss drunk. And I was like, I'll kill you.
Jeez.
Which was not how you should respond to a heckler. But I was like, I was so done. And I was just at my wit's end with the entire night because I'd seen him interrupt the entire show. And I was like, I will kill you. And he's like, aah! And just got up and started yelling. And, yeah. Had to do another 10 after that, which is always Very awkward.
Was he there the whole time?
He was there the whole time.
Really?
He was there the entire time, man.
And did you murder him post-show?
No.
Or did he try to murder you? Or just...
No, dude. It's just, that's what's so weird about these guys is a lot of the ones that will like shout out. Like I had this at the Yuck Yucks in Surrey. I was closing out one of the shows and this guy kept heckling through a lot of the comics. And then I went on stage and he heckled once and it wasn't that bad of a heckle, but I had just heard him talking the entire time. So I was so on edge. So then the moment he said something, I was like, "Don't you fucker!" and just went in. Not really that hard, but I was just like, "What did you say? Like, do you want to say it? Why don't you like?" And no one, he repeated it. I can't recall what it is, but I was like, "Do you want to come up here and retell it?" And then he was like, and just stopped talking. And I was like, "Yeah, you fucking pussy." And then I continued. And that's the thing is, I'm not tough either. Like, if he wanted to fight, I'd be like, "No, please!" Like, I would cave so quickly.
You'd turn into Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Goofy, quickly! Yeah, I would cave, but I know that they're bluffing as well. So I'm like, "We're not going to do this." And then after the show, I went up and he just kept talking, and I stood right by him because I was like, "Let's see if he says anything after the show." So I went right by him. And it's so dark out. And I was like, "I actually will slap this man. I won't punch him, but I will slap this man." And I was standing right by him being like, "You had a lot to say during the show. Like, I'm right here." And he's over, or I'm here, and he's like right there. And I was taking my camera down. I'm like, "You had a lot to say during the show." And he doesn't look at me. I'm like, "Do you want to say it now?" And then he looks over. He's like in his early 80s.
What?
So old. So fucking
okay,
old.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, just like, this might be his last comedy show ever. And he kind of looks up at me and he's like, "You were funny." And then he looks back down. And now like my confidence is through the roof. I'm like, "I could destroy you in a fight." And so I'm like, "You're pretty fucking tough now, hey?" Like, yeah, it was absolutely moronic. I find it's usually that. The dudes who usually will try and ruin a show are those like older guys.
Really? Why do you think that is?
I think it's like a weird insecurity thing. They have something to prove, but it seems like it's always a boomer who's hammered drunk, who's a guy. Those are the ones who are always just uprooting it and being an absolute prick.
Mm. That's our top demographic for this show.
We just can't hear the booze.
Yeah, them and not pricks, but I also find very drunk young girls will kind of try and hijack it as well, but that one won't be nearly as aggressive or problematic.
Yeah. You can shut down those young girls pretty quick.
I know. I threaten to fight them too. I go, "You don't want this."
It's 2024. I can fight anyone.
Just threaten to tickle them, right?
I do that. I threaten to tickle. I had to stop doing that bit because I was doing a UBC show and I jumped off the stage and pretended to tickle a guy and everyone was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, it brought it to a grinding. I was having such a fun set. I was supposed to do like 20 to 30. I was having so much fun. And then at like the 15 minute mark, I was like, there was one guy in the front with his arms crossed. I was like, "Arms crossed, you're not having too much fun. I guess it's time for a tickle." And I jumped off stage and it's like a 3-foot stage. So it was a big jump. And then everyone was like, whoa, like, what are you doing? And then to jump at someone and not get any laughs and then have to climb back onto a 3-foot stage is so humbling.
What year was this?
Probably 2022.
Though
okay. I feel like you could get stabbed in the wrong environment.
I know, but UBC, someone, we're fine.
Yeah,
yeah. That's actually probably good advice to know before I go to the States. Or
yeah, yeah.
Don't tickle strangers.
Like, actually, I got concealed carry down there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Guys, should we play a game?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, Sean, we have a little game for you. I'm gonna play the rules.
It's that time again, folks. Time to play This or That, the game where you choose between two radically different
options. We need to mix up the celebrity.
Either yeah. This or That. Are you ready?
Can you name the celebrity?
No.
That is Mr. Nardwar.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Well, it's an AI-generated voice of Nardwar.
Close enough, though,
I was
right?
Like, "God damn, you guys got Nardwar. That's crazy."
That would be sick. That would be sick. Matt, are you reading the questions?
I am loading them.
I can
and
also do it.
It says Dave's name on it, though.
Yeah, it does.
No, I don't know.
Now we're just juggling.
We're super dialed here.
I mean, Dave, you're so good at it.
Okay. Dave, let me know when you're ready.
I'm almost
this
ready.
This has never gone well once, huh?
No.
I don't know how
I'll play the music really
loud,
yeah, too.
Yeah, we're good. Or... Yeah, go ahead.
That's quiet.
Would you rather be 4 feet or 8 feet tall?
Oh, 8 feet.
Travel back in time or into the future?
Back in time.
No arms or no legs?
No legs.
Wallace or Gromit?
Oh, Wallace.
Which one's that? That's the man, right?
Sean Penn or Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Sex with a mermaid that's fish on top or fish on bottom?
Fish on bottom.
Tipping or no tipping on takeout?
No tip.
Coffee or beer?
Coffee.
69 or 420?
69.
Cry yes. Every time nice. You poop or poop every time you cry?
Cry every time I poop.
Hecklers or table chatter?
Ooh, I would rather a heckler than table chatter.
Early mornings or late nights?
Late nights.
Dick-sized nipples or nipple-sized dick?
Dick-sized nipples. I'm gonna go with dick-sized nipples.
Comedy club or random venue?
Comedy club.
Pee a marble or poop a baseball?
I think poop a baseball.
Walking in on your parents having sex or them walking in on you?
Them walking in on me. Established dominance.
Tickling or pickling?
Tickling, without a doubt.
Too hot or too cold?
Too hot.
Best Buy or Future Shop?
Best Buy.
Tacos or burritos?
I'm gonna do burrito.
Ketchup on the side or directly on the fries?
I'd put it on the side. Is there like, this feels like I have to answer a certain amount in a certain time period.
Nope. Zach?
All right, I'm like speed running through these.
You can go as quick or as slow as you want.
You were doing great. You agreed to the rules and terms and conditions.
Wipe front to back or back to front?
Sorry, front to back. Oh, I do front to back.
And finally, would you rather give the first 99% of a blowjob or the last 1%?
The first 99% of...
Is that a question or Steve?
You want the work or the reward?
I think I'm going to do the work.
Oh, he's putting in the work.
Good job.
Yeah, those are great questions. So many on there. I was like, can we go a little deeper into this?
We can
if you want.
Yeah.
Even the first one, 4 feet tall over 8 feet tall, you said 8 feet with a lot of confidence. Last time, I think Ryan said 4 feet with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 8 foot. Oh my God.
It's a lot of bone issues. Oh. You know? A
lot of bone issues, but 4 foot also, it's like, look, I'm already 5'7". I already know what 5'7" is handed me. I couldn't imagine 1 foot and 7 inches less. That's crazy.
It's a lose-lose, though.
Oh, 100%.
You're hitting your head on a lot of doors.
I think your quality of life is poorer with 8 feet.
You can't find a bed that fits.
Imagine being in a plane. You can't fly. 8 feet tall.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you can't fly at all.
Good luck in your Jeep. Your head's like out the fucking...
You're nodding to everybody. Yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah, you also said establish dominance on your parents for them walking. That's exactly what Ryan said.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like, you got to establish dominance.
That's hilarious.
Literally word for word.
Hell yes. All right, me and Ryan are going to have sex with each other to show that Ola and Darcy can't fuck around.
Everyone, but like, oops, we didn't know you guys were coming.
It's like in prison, you fight the toughest guy to assert dominance.
Instead, me and Ryan go and just have sex with the toughest man in prison to assert our dominance. I do the 99% of the blowjob. Ryan does the last one.
Teamwork. Tag teams out. Teamwork.
Yeah, those are good questions. That was some tough shit.
We had a new one on there. Hecklers or table chatter. Last time we had hecklers or...
Silence.
Silence. Mm. And heckler wins every time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you want the heckler, you'll feed off them. Feed off each other.
Feed off each other.
But table chatter makes it a bit more interesting.
Table chatter, yeah. Table chatter is just infuriating.
People who aren't listening, but they're also distracting everybody else.
Yeah, it's like if there's ever, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a show where you've seen a comedian snap, but it's like if there's a table in the very front that's talking, and then people in the very back can't hear them, but you can the entire time, and you're like, will you please stop talking? And then people in the back are like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
And it just makes, it feels like an audience is collectively gaslighting you. Where like one table will talk and then five are aware of it. And then the other 20 will be like, it's fine. We don't hear anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That must be an awkward thing that you get. How often are you snapping at people and telling them to
shut up? Oh, I give myself 2 a year.
Two a year.
And the thing is I can always tell when it's coming. I have like 2 a year and I know when it's about to happen because I'll just, there'll be like a feeling inside of my stomach where it's always if I'm watching the show and someone else, they're talking through someone else's set. That's usually what it is if they're being super disrespectful for someone else's set. And I'm like, I know they're going to do it to me. And if they just won't shut the fuck up, then usually by the time I'm on stage, I'm like, listen, and I just freak the fuck out.
So I guess you don't have a problem interacting with the crowd then and you get material off that too?
No. I think if anything, that would ruin my career. I think me putting a video out of me threatening to kill an audience member was probably one of the worst things I could have done. It did very well on TikTok. So I was like, why not on Instagram? And then I put it out there and I was like, right around Just for Laughs season, I'm like, this is just showing that I'm a liability. This is not a good look whatsoever.
Yeah. So have you used up any this year? You still got two in the bank.
I used one in early January. There was a guy at a show called Mum's the Word, and he kept talking, and he was heckling through sets, and it was his first date, and he was trying to look cool in front of this girl. They were at a comedy show, and I, like, snapped at him, and I went ballistic. And then very funny comedian Dion Arnold had my back. Dion Arnold, I'm not sure if you guys have heard about him. Super fucking funny comedian. He just got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh.
So, you know, he's fighting it. Like, he's doing a great job. I think he's going to pull through. Like, he's doing really well right now. But it was hilarious to see. I went in on this guy, and then I got off stage, and I walked by him, and I went, naughty, naughty. And then that just set him off even more. He was like, dude, fuck you. I wasn't even fucking talking like that. I was just... And then Dion jumped in. All the other comics were just quiet and staring at the ground. And I started going back at him. I'm like, you're talking the whole fucking show. And then Dion, who did a whole set about having cancer and just being riddled with cancer, stepped in and was just like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're being an asshole. You're a cunt. And then the guy like immediately shut down and was like, what am I going to get beaten up by a guy with cancer? I can't do that. It was cool though. That was one moment that Dion stood up and I was like, I will never forget this.
Beautiful.
Yeah. How was this guy trying to look cool though? Like I just like he, talking he was just through a show.
Talking through a show. He was just commenting on everyone's jokes to this girl. He was wearing sweatpants on a first date.
He's trying to assert the dominance. Geez.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very lame. At one point I said to him, because he had like sweatpants on his first day, I was like, you look like you jerk off to anime. And then he was like, I don't do that. And I was like, okay, he 100% does that. Yeah. He was so defensive. That? Yeah, he was so defensive. I was like, I think you do, too actually. Much. Yeah.
Well, you got one more in the bank. Jeez, and you got a tour coming up.
I'm not going to do it on the tour.
Okay, that's good.
Can't do it. If someone's paying big money, I can't do it.
Big money?
Big money.
Oh. Someone's paying big money. Big money is anything over $10. Big money is...
Yeah, that's in this economy.
If it's a $5 show, I'm like, I will derail the fuck out of this. Or if it's a free show, I'm like, I will derail this thing. But if someone's paying over $10, I'm like, I just have to stomach it.
So you have any expectations for the road? Any cities you're looking forward to?
Actually, the whole thing I'm so fucking excited about. I am greatly looking forward to it. I'm mostly excited because it's like my three favorite comedians in town, or three of my favorite comedians in town, and then also my like three close friends. So it's just going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to Kamloops because Ryan's from there. Ola's got a bunch of friends there. I have some friends there, and I might be wrong, but I think it's the biggest theater we're doing.
Is it the Effie?
I don't know. I don't think it's the Effie, because the Effie, I know a bunch of Kelowna guys run shows up there.
We had just had Jared Nathan on the podcast last week.
Yeah,
and he said Kamloops was probably the best.
Yeah, Kamloops was the rowdiest. We saw that on his Instagram.
Yeah.
It seems like a good comedy town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Nathan from Kill Tony, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the man.
Yeah. So Kamloops is going to be a party.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. Hell yeah. But you guys, any plans going up? Anything's on the books? What do you guys got going on?
We just keep cycling people into this space and creating content from them.
Feeding them Red Bulls content. That we don't like.
Feeding them Red Bull. Wait,
dude, my heart is out of my chest. I started drinking that Red Bull and I was like, I don't know. You guys will probably be able to pick it up on the mic. I'm breathing so hard right now because it's me almost getting in an accident, being like, "Yo, I have a fucking Red Bull. Why not just spike this up even more?"
I gotta settle down after.
We're on a good streak of guests drinking Red Bull though, and we're almost out.
Oh damn! I assume Ryan had one.
Oh, we gave him a care package.
Yeah,
gave
him four.
He took a lot.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ola was like, I'm going to have tea.
Ola had his own supplement.
Yeah,
that
he did.
Oh, yeah.
That he cracked
into. A little powder.
Yeah, it was like a Joe Rogan kind of thing. Like, let me have some whatever, Neuras.
He took a plate. He took a plate, heated it up, put some white powder on top. It was crazy.
Rolled up the bill.
Yeah.
So on top of the CD, just railed all of it. Yeah. It was crazy.
Did you hear about Ryan's story with us?
No.
He just didn't show up for his first recording.
Yeah, good luck keeping that guy on.
And then didn't respond for a week.
That feels like a very, yeah, Ryan's is fucking awesome, but I know that when that happened, he was like, oh, no. He was like, oh, God. He's like, fucked up. Like, was it?
That was basically what he told us. He's like, well, I burned that bridge.
Yeah. Well, he was too busy making chicken katsu. You can make
classic.
Him. Yeah.
I think I know that because Ola hit me up being like, yo, what's Ryan's number?
And
I was like, I only ever communicate with Ryan over Instagram. It's kind of weird.
That's what Ola said.
Yeah. Ola told me the same thing.
Well, we were worried. We were like, going to put out a missing person.
Yeah. Could have gone on an accident.
We're going to get a wellness check.
Oh, yeah. A wellness check for missing the pod.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So where else can people find you other than on the road?
I'm at the Motton a lot. The two clubs.
Middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Montanot.
Yeah. I'm there. and that the two I'll plug are MOTN, Montan, and Comedy Ring.
Comedy and online Ring. At?
Online at Seanald_McDonald.com. .com. Literally all my handles are Seanald_McDonald. So I only really use TikTok and Instagram though.
And your website. Oh, no, wait.
My website, you can go to www.pornhub.com.
Creedthoughts.gov.
Creedthoughts.
Yeah, it's an office
reference. Go and buy your domain, you know. You got to get the domain you want. You don't want to get scooped up. Even if you don't have the website, you know, you got to spend $20.
I feel like I'll start sweating when I see another comedian named Sean McDonald, which I know there was a Sean McDonald that did stand up briefly in Vancouver.
He's dead now.
He is. I killed him. He was the one who heckled me.
Yeah, he's the heckler.
Yeah.
It all came full circle.
All right. Well
cool.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. Yeah, you guys got me in a crisis, and I feel like I said a lot of things I regret, but I don't want any of it pulled.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Just the way we like it.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for listening out there to our each other lovers. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, leave us a voicemail at
speakpipe.com/feedingoffeachother.
Thank you, Dave. Leave us a message. We want some feedback. We need some. We need something to feed off around here.
It's really easy. You don't need to sign up for anything. You know, no login, nothing. You just go bloop bloop.
Just make the noise and bloop bloop, and you'll send us a voicemail.
Yeah,
that's it. Thanks, everybody. And as always,
are
you metaphorically full, Sean? Are you metaphorically full?
I am.
I'm not convinced. That's not the hits here.
Do I have to do it too?
Let's do it.
Thank you for listening to Feeding Off Each Other. Please subscribe for more great podcasts.